But will I continue to do that just to pray on his grace? No. God forbid. I will not keep doing that. I went and got me a ticket. Made sure. And my excuse, I just went across the road to my mama. How many miles is it? 2 miles. But there is no excuse for me to do dumb things. Power. Power in the word of God. So he went on over there to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And he was talking to him about the love walk. He was saying, I don't care what you can do and how much of it you can do. If it's not motivated by love, it ain't worth much. Zero, you're right. He said, my love need to be long-suffering. Ephesians 4 and 32, Paul said, be kind and tender-hearted one to another, forgiving one another, even as I have forgiven you. Long-suffering, able to sup long with one another, able to have patience one with another. I don't know why Christian folks so. I don't know why we so short-circuit. You know what I'm saying? Look like we, if anybody gonna be long-suffering, it ought to be us. But sometimes we can be some of the short-circuit folks it is. Long-suffering. This Medicaid bus have to come pick up my mother, take her to the doctor. Well, anyway, this bus done missed by 3 appointments. And I'm over there on this phone with this woman. I'm thinking, at least if y'all not going to come pick her up, you all had a decency to call and say. I said, y'all inconvenient everybody. I got to come over here. She can't eat breakfast because she may have to use the bathroom and she trying to wait. Y'all done just getting all blowed up. That woman, them people's got a job to do. I have no right to get no little tone in my voice. I have no right to do that. What the word say? Power in the word. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundant above, we can ask him. According to the power, where is my power? I don't use my power. Power in the word of God. My love should not boil over with envy or jealousy. Because love know that God is no respecter person. He's big enough to bless all of us. Love vaunted not itself. Meaning I'm not boastful or proud. As a born again believer, I'm not boastful a proud. I'm just thankful what God has blessed me to accomplish. Power in the word of God. My love is not puffed up. Christian folks being puffed up. I don't know. I guess sometimes we just think, you know, God don't forgive me for whatever I do. Romans 6 said, don't do that. You don't continue to do dumb things just because his grace is there to help you. My love is not puffed up and exaggerated opinion of oneself. Prideful. I'm all of this, and I look at you and act like you are nothing. But love just know that it is fearfully and wonderfully made. And when love know that, it be like that oak tree, loft and strong, distinguished for righteousness' sake. Somebody shout.
Hallelujah.
Love is not rude. Rude. That woman on that phone, I missed 3 of my mama's appointments, and she hurt so bad she can't hardly get in a car. I'm getting a tone. I'm talking crazy. Finally, I said, okay, woman, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. According to the power that worketh in us, why don't we let our power work? It's in me. I'm sorry. You know, if anybody need a job, they need some folks to drive the Medicaid truck to take folks to the doctor. They need some help. I didn't volunteer. Love is not rude. Impolite. 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 We don't have a right to be impolite. We might think we do and we'll try to justify, but we don't have that right. Like oak tree. Strong. Yeah. Distinguished for righteousness' sake. Unmannable. Unmannable.